5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, we've been rolling for a minute and 20 fucking something seconds. Welcome to the General Banter podcast, guys. Live on... what day is it? The 25th of the 4th, 2018.
At precisely 12:30.
Well, we're off to a flying start. We tried to do this yesterday, and the motherfucking thing didn't work. You know, the old battery pack to power the Zoom. Could have got batteries, didn't have them. Quick weather update also. It is fucking... I didn't see that there for a second.
It's hoofing it down.
That's hailstones, bro.
In the mouth of May.
In the mouth of May.
For love of fuck.
I have a wedding to do next weekend.
Right enough.
And it better not be hailstoning. What is it? Fucking Bible times?
What is this? The end of days?
Yeah, what's next? Frogs?
Locusts? A plague on both your houses?
I know, you bunch of leper cunts.
Oh, you fucking Protestants.
Lepers. Here, someone told us, I was Maureen's sister. We talked about this before. They don't call it... You were there, maybe, during that chat. They don't call it leprosy anymore. They have to call it Hans disease.
That's...
I'm going to look it up. This is the start of the podcast. We haven't done the intro yet. And I'm going to look up real quick what the...
It's PC gone mad.
What does leprosy mean to you in 2018? I don't even know what leprosy is. Oh, that's good fucking leprosy. Is it like gonorrhea of the fucking whole life?
Bits fall off.
A contagious disease that affects the skin, mucous membranes. Don't look.
What the fuck?
I mean, my gums itchy looking at that.
That's not what I thought it was going to look like.
No, I thought it was going to be large, disgusting open wounds and stuff.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know why I imagined whenever... Like, stuff fell off. It was just... It fell off dry. Like...
What?
I don't know. Whenever I was a kid, I always imagined that, like, your arms would fall off, but there'd be no blood. It would just be like... Oh, fuck. Well, keep going.
Leprosy. Is that what happens there? You just... Your fingers look like carrots and then drop off?
That's fuck me.
Leprosy. Really?
Hans disease.
Oh, fuck. What's on your... Oh, that's not even something weird. That's a nose ring. I was about to say, what sort of gross...
Can we stop doing this now?
I know, it's a weird segment to open a podcast with, isn't it? Look at her.
That's... I'm pretty sure that's a dead person and they've just...
What, I don't
There's
know.
There's somebody's dick! There's a dick!
Leprosy dick? Bro.
Shaft lesions?
See, at that point, you don't need a dick.
Aye.
Get rid of it. Now, who's this? That's obviously movie
that's
makeup.
My
gums are sore, really. My gums are sore.
There's Donald Trump there as well.
Look at this one. The Grinch.
Our fanny face there.
He's got no nose. This is not enjoyable things to listen to.
Let's play the best intro in the world, shall we?
Oh, what's that?
If you'd have done that right away, that would have been class. That's just a big callus.
No, that's diabetes. That's when you get the diabetes foot.
Stop looking at this thing.
A little treat that me and you can probably both look forward to.
This is like staring into the future.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. There you have it. That is probably one of the best intros of all time, though.
See, every time we do a podcast, and on the wee intro, you're like, it's Gettis, actually. I always look around and go, fuck, his lips didn't even move. Go fall for every time.
That's editing for you.
Some fucking, it's clear as a whistle.
One of the main things I have to mention today is that, have we got our wires crossed? Literally. It's looming, the big gig at the Limelight, the 27th, is this Friday. We've been working hard, we've practically been living with each other.
That's been lovely.
Making videos, sleeping. Like, yesterday we literally were like, oh, we made a video for an hour, you tired? And then had a nap.
And then went for a 3-course meal.
And then like two fucking newlywed gays, you know, that went, I don't care if my country doesn't have legal marriages, I'll just go down over the border and do it for real.
Split a wee bit of a dessert, ultimately.
No, with a dessert each. Like,
we'll let taste each other's desserts, which is
sexual. Ribbon, to be honest. It's as sexual as it sounds. How fun is it just sometimes to be like, do you know, just, well, Mickey paid for it. Thanks very much, Mickey, for that.
You're very welcome. Very welcome.
I appreciate that.
That's your wedding present.
Thank you. I'll take it. I'll take it. You know, the 10-ounce fillet.
Maureen's getting fuck all.
Aye. Yeah, and you don't deserve anything either.
Maureen got a 10-ounce fillet as well, but I ate it.
Maureen's had about plenty of grand's worth of gifts, and she hasn't even married yet. Where's my fucking gift? Get me anything. Like, do you know what knife. I mean? Do you know what I mean? Everyone's like, oh, congratulations to the girl. I literally need material about this. But they heap it on the girl. That's for you. That's for you. You get this. This is for you. What's the deal with the fucking the gift on the wedding day? Oh, you've got all this so far. And then here's yet another. Yet another gift in the morning in case you feel like, oh, I don't know if I've had enough gift.
We give you presents in the morning. Like,
what lack?
Like a wedgie or something? A big her?
We all tie you down. And
taking a hooker and be all, look at her vagina. Are you sure now? It's not too late to pull out. Because I've already left it.
This is
trying to make a sex joke there. Can we turn the levers off? Because I this fucking
is,
can't be
this
funny
is,
when
this is Dempna from, this is Dempna from
up the road.
Lurgan I brought with her. Take a look at her vagina. Are you sure?
Are you positive now?
Alright.
Bet you haven't seen one with teeth before, have you, Colin? Huh? Yeah. Look at that.
Someone's got a goatee. I almost got mutton chops.
Stop it. I really am going to vomit today.
I heard the expression this morning. I watched the video. Fanny, like a punched lasagna.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But yeah, the big gig is coming up on Wednesday or on
Friday.
Friday. There are tickets still available. I think it's because people are like, what's this?
What's happening?
Not sure what the crack is with this. I'll tell you what it is. It's a live podcast where it's similar to this. Except in the first half we'll have stand-up, and in the second half we'll be talking shit. We'll have videos that we'll be looking at. We'll have little segments, you know.
Lots of drinking.
It'll be just fun to be at. We'll have a bit of audience participation.
Uh-huh.
We have
drinks competition.
Videos, original videos that link in with things that we watch. It's very well put together.
Mm.
You know, you'll go. That's a show.
It is a show.
It's not just turn up to watch this.
Aye.
What's happening right here?
There's actual stuff. Like
stuff prepared that's going to go down. It's going to be great, bro.
Totally.
So get yourself a ticket. And then I think we're all just hanging about in the limelight after. So you can buy Mickey a load of shots and throw a bunch of tits at his mouth.
Can't drink too much. I'll have to go away to Liverpool the next day. Kicking.
Okay, don't drink too much tit milk. But you can get by on beers. Huh? You get in a room. We got an apartment.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Can you give you money for
it? We've got a 2-bedroom apartment. I think the steak dinner will cover it, Mick. Don't worry about it.
Style.
So we have a 2-bedroom apartment we're staying in. Oh. So if the walls are knocking, Mickey is walking.
If the fucking beds are shaking, I'm a bacon.
I like bacon.
Bacon love to somebody.
If the beds are shaking, I've eaten too much bacon.
If the headboard's thumping, I'm doing a fair bit of humping.
Also pumping.
If you're
one of the few men who's like, you're like, oh, are you getting the ride? No, you're like, I don't want the ride. I literally just want to finger someone a wee bit.
Just a wee bit.
And then just kind of go.
Just to go, I can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm newly single. I'm damaged.
You're like a dog that just runs around with a bird in its mouth. Like, I can crush it. Like,
right,
but
I don't want to.
But I'm just going to hold it, like, for a wee second. Just let it know that I can hold it.
I downloaded Tinder the other day just to look. And then it was all, I don't even give a fuck.
Huh?
I just like being single. Just love living in my mad house. It's class. Nothing better. And wanking my headphones in.
That would scare me more. Both headphones or just one?
Just one. I'm not a fucking amateur. Like,
just that your man walks in, standing right behind you.
How would you? couldn't be, but she can't. She could be. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the last mic I had.
Well, obviously this morning. Here's probably
been a, no, it's been a while.
No, it hasn't.
It fucking has.
What's a while to you?
That 45 two days.
2 days.
Do you ever just save it up? Do you ever just like not go near it for a while? Nah. And then just, no.
Why am I saving?
To get a class money.
There's
shot.
An abundance.
Look at the amount I can do. Look.
There's so much.
You've got tons left. I see. I've.
Why save it? Why save money? You know. Can't take it to the grave, can you?
Can't fucking take them chips with you.
Box full of cum. Incinerate that.
Starting dirty early today, but.
How do we get on this conversation? Oh yeah, if you want to just like, you know, you don't have to fully commit to Mickey. That's the good
don't
thing.
Just come down for a pint
because he's got commitment issues. You know, if you want to just be like, yeah, I'm just in limelight. I don't want to go with it. But if maybe you want someone to suck my tit for like 30 seconds,
if you just
this guy,
imagine it's like. Colin, we'll just listen to the podcast.
I think I get Colin, a lot of texts, Colin, people saying
Colin did mention just 30 seconds you could suck my, could you just, I'm like, ah.
He's like, I thought it was a joke and all, you're like
eyes open.
Eyes 28 open.
And 30, there you are. Thanks very much, Steve.
See, that's it, you don't need to go fucking wine and dine, you don't need to get into anything weird, just be like, see you later. Oh, that's, oh, that's, they're playing Nirvana again.
Rape me.
So that's it. Friday night. Get yourselves some tickets. It's going to be a blast.
That is going to be good crowd.
We put a lot of work into it. I'm proud of it. We bought a dick.
That was.
We'll talk about that in a second. People were very concerned about
should
how.
Should we wait until, should we keep that story for Friday?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. You know,
I want to know what happened.
I would maybe, I think we could glance over the clientele in there without really delving into, you know, the guy that worked there and the reasons why it was funny. Or else we just save it all. Or we could just do a quick little, we'll keep it all. We'll keep it all under wraps. Yeah. Under wraps.
If you're one of the, what were 30,000 people that watched me and Colin play with the dildo in the front seat
is
of the car?
Is there 30,000 hits on that?
About that,
fuck, I don't even know.
I mean, not that I've been checking.
On the hour.
Constantly.
Every fucking minute of the day. 18,000.
That's more than 18,000.
18,000 there, bro?
It was more than that on. That's more than 18,000?
Nah.
Maybe I can't count.
Anyway.
Oh, that new vape's rotten.
We went and bought a big fat rubber cock. Should I get it now, just for the middle of the table?
If you have it on you, where is it?
If I have it
is
on
is it me. In the house?
No, it's up there.
That's all right.
In
a sheath. Because it'd be an awful weird experience if you were to fuck off to the house for 5 minutes and just left me doing a podcast on my own. It wouldn't.
You're like, what took you so long? I had to wash it, didn't I?
The dishwasher hadn't stopped yet. It was on tumble dry. It's so.
What's, I wonder what's heavier? Rubber or
dick meat?
You know?
Well, that's definitely. Oh, no, you fucking broke the thing.
Broke what?
You've knocked the mics off.
Have I?
Yeah.
Hello?
You've knocked mine off anyway.
Show me
there we go.
Is that better?
Twiddle it again. No, it's fucked. It's not working.
Is it not?
No. Ah, for fuck.
I can hear you and mine.
But I can't hear. Maybe it's just my headphone.
Oh, it's probably the headphone, is it?
There we are. Ah, sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry about that.
What's crack with you?
So they want to have Newton's cradles.
Chat it like a cat.
Do you know what we haven't done yet?
Stuck it up our assholes.
No, cup the ball back.
Oh.
It's got 5G.
It's got that 4G ball back. Yeah, we had a busy day that day. We went to the gym in the morning, which was hilarious. I respect your. No one ever talked about the red face. People were legit. Legit worried about your blood. Some guy was like, he
that boy needs to watch his blood pressure.
I read that myself. I googled it after I read that. I just have a red face. Sorry, that's no sign of blood pressure. Apparently, checked it.
Red face.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a myth.
If I, I'm not a medical doctor, but I would say it's probably just the fact you don't drink water ever. I never see you do it. Yeah, but that's a prop. You know what I mean? It's that was full yesterday. Like, he's gonna be sick now. We see. Like it's weird drinking a thing without a head, but like,
it's nice.
Do you feel that just seep through your body?
It's so good. H2. Put a bit of vape oil in this here.
Like whenever we were on the stag,
I drink water all the time.
On the Stag Hen, did you drink any water when you woke up with a hangover, or did you just have 9 Coke Zeros?
No, I drank loads of water. I was the first one. I was up cleaning the kitchen, and nobody fucking thanked me for it.
Thank you.
Because I didn't really clean the kitchen. I just walked around with a bin bag, going, "I gotta fucking shit myself."
Yeah, while Lucy cleaned, and you're just standing there like, "Don't go too far with that bag now."
I was walking around the outside of that house and finding puddles of book and going, "I must have come this way." Vomited everywhere.
I wonder where my phone is. Let me follow the trail of sick. And blood and piss.
Coors Light, awful nasty beer.
It's the worst, and that's the beer we have at the wedding. But it's on draft.
Draft's grand, you say?
The bottles. Grand. It doesn't seem to be as sweet. I find
you wouldn't get a nice cool pint of delicious Harp, no.
Sure, I could totally have this.
Yeah, totally have this. A contract runs out in about 2 months. I'll have to stop saying that.
I went into that fucking audition as well with you.
No,
that was weird.
Didn't get it, but did you?
Nah, because. I was about to leave when I seen how many people were in it.
Aye.
I was about to go, also, I'm out of here.
One of the things that a lot of people don't know about, I'm a superior performer.
Yeah.
Superior. I acted that burp.
You also said, whose dick about a sucker?
That is also true, I didn't say that. It wasn't that exactly like that.
What'd you say?
When they make you look down the camera and be all, what's your name and what do you do? And I was like, Mickey Bartlett, comedian, whatever. And then they were like, have you been in a beer ad before? And I was all, nah, I need the money. And then the guy beside me, did the same shit, and they're like, do you need the money? And he went, yeah. And I went, not as much as me. I'll suck your fucking dicks.
Yeah.
the first day on the ad shoot, they're all looking at me like, so do you remember in the audition? I'm like, you boys can fuck me now.
Yeah. They were too
you full. You failed for the old switcheroo again?
They were too full blown. If you can recall the videos.
You might have fluffing that.
I know. We dropped it all over the fucking place, but we're throwing it in the air.
Dirtier than mine.
Is there anything worse than you get when you get like new boxers?
What's a proper.
Is it stuck? Oof. Ow. Do you ever get like new boxers and fucking like you take them off at the end of the day and your dick is just
all covered
a different color?
It looks like you've kicked a suite under a sofa.
Yeah, it's like got a scarf.
Big suite, a big giant.
Your dick's
big giant meaty suite. With two smaller suites.
Yeah, it's just covered. It's like a fucking.
It's like with three dicks.
Do you ever hear those stories? People are like, oh yeah, see when I was getting wee young boners and I used to. You know, like slam it in the fucking fridge door and all that shit.
Right.
Did you ever do anything weird like that?
I don't think so.
Welcome to.
I always remember like first time I wore jeans and getting a wee baby boner and then being like, oh, this stuff won't move and it feels class.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you just fucking full mask?
Like the crotch was that fucking.
When you used to wear like Lecoq Sportif bottoms?
Do you know when you get to the full odd boner? Point where like you're wearing something with the crotch is that tight, your dick can't move down your leg? It just fucking like.
Aye.
Remember that being like a.
You like that?
That was nice, right?
I think you'd like, you know them things that you like, it was chastity or something, like you put your dick in like a little small thing and then someone gives you a boner inside it. No, you put it in soft.
Oh, you put your dick in soft?
And then someone is all like, oh yeah, turns you on
what
a wee bit.
What the fuck is this?
Because it's like, sort of
so
like
you put,
you can't, oh for fuck me.
I'll have to fucking Google this again. Sorry, the child's starving. Hang on.
Someone shout out to the guy who sent me a GIF or GIF or whatever it's called one time of a guy of a girl with her, you know, say that was your foot, like this toe up the guy's fucking piss hole.
Ugh.
And then she took it out and he just went blurp all over the place.
What'd you do if I was letting on the burp this dick like it was a baby and then it boat?
I mean, there was an option to buy one that like had jizz in it.
Fuck off, was there?
Yeah, like a fucking squirty one, mate.
Ugh.
You know what that's from? There was a book back in the day called Bravo 2-0. Do you remember that?
Aye.
And it was like Andy McNab SAS book about the Gulf War.
Yeah.
It was like a big, big bestseller, but they did a dramatization of it on the BBC. And there was an Australian dude, and there was one line in it that stuck in my brain forever, where they were just eating all these like ready meal things in the desert and all. And the guy goes, oh, I need to take a shit. And he goes, give us a hand, mate. It's going to be a squirty one. And that's stuck in my brain forever. It's gonna be a squirty one, mate.
It's a nice little fighter, you Jimmy.
Nice little fighter.
So this is the
this is the device,
right,
here.
Do you ever see that movie 7 with the guy's like, he's put the thing on me and he told me to fuck her and I did. I fucked her. That's exactly what that looks like.
Yeah. That's the deal. You put your dick in that and then oh, hang about.
What?
Does that bit go down?
Get to fuck
the middle of your
girl. No, it could.
I don't think it does. That's gross. That's a thing, you know, is it not?
How do you find out about this shit?
Man, I listen to a lot of weird shit. You know, do you remember, like, finger slamming was the thing?
I do not.
Well, this is obviously just people shut their fingers in the door. I don't know. I thought it was, like, fingering down your pistol. I mean, that's a true story. I've heard reports of people having a catheter in hospital. And they're like, I just had a root the whole time. Because it's just up the center of your dick. It's all sensitive. You wanking?
Terrified. Oh. No, don't like it.
No, don't like it. I'm in the middle of my pee-pees. So me and Mickey, what day did we go to the gym? Many days ago was that?
Oh shit, Monday?
Monday? I like the way... I mean, it is crazy how good you are at skipping. I'm going to do a live Snapchat. Hey guys, we're doing a podcast now live. We're actually recording live now. If you want to send in any questions for me and Mickey, please send them. You know, send away. Send away, send away. Penis.
Little Jeffrey the Willy.
There you go. Podcast questions, bros. How come you can skip so good and can't do anything else, Mick?
Just lucky, I guess. See, Colin, you won't know this yourself, but in a Catholic household, we're often told the dance for the entertainment of the adults. Sometimes naked, sometimes dressed. The adults were the ones wearing the goat faces. And when I was younger, I used to do a bit of fucking taekwondo. And used to
but even like
training sessions in the house on my own, and skipping was like my main cardio. Don't like running. Don't like hate fucking running or cycling, so we just like learn how to do that.
But it's like, do you remember we did the little dumbbell presses and you were sitting on your butt and you physically couldn't lift your arms above your head?
I'm not flexible at all. Like, I'm the most rigid person in the world. Everywhere.
Rigid. I compared Mickey to the build of, like, a staffy.
Aye.
You know?
An old, like, a really...
Like, there's no fucking... You just grab you around the belly and lift you up like, and walk away with
I'm
you.
Like a staffy that you're, like, on the way to the vet for the big injection. Yeah. Like...
It's just breathing like that. Have you ever seen a dog being put down?
Nah, I don't even want to talk. I'd see A Dog's Purpose, that movie, which I'm never going to fucking...
I haven't seen it. Our dog, remember Tara? She'd get put down, shit herself immediately. But it's funny. That's
like, that dog needed put... That was like...
Oh, yeah.
Remember the time she coughed and I heard her say, Jesus.
I think that dog had like lung cancer from living at my uncle's house and smoking fags. I think he... I think he smoked so many fags inside that... I mean... It's only a matter of time before that's the law. You're like, you're not allowed to smoke around a dog in your house or something, but...
It is really bad for them, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. But I think he smoked so much that the dog had lung problems and was
before
fat as shit.
Before you got it, like?
Nah, when it got a bit older, like.
Aye.
But it was weird having a dog in your house all of a sudden that would bark at you when you come home. And you're like, listen,
bitch. Did she just not know the crack, no?
Eh?
Did she just not know the crack?
I think she was just very confused. You would come in at night and she would bark at just... You know, Labradors are like, just...
What are you doing?
Barp. But yeah, it was weird.
And thank God you got Fergie that time, remember him? Tried to fucking buck me in the ear one day.
Yeah. God, fuck, don't chat to me about that.
And his dick was the size of that.
Probably, yeah, fat dick.
He had a big old langer on him.
Fat balls, too.
Fuck, just big, big dog.
He was like a jock, you know what I mean? Like a big strapping, muscly lad with a big fat cock, but actually fucking so thick.
But did he not, when you brought him down here, did he not figure out that if he ran fast enough, he could fucking beat the shot caller thing? Was that not a fucking story about Fergie?
I just think it wasn't powerful enough for him. Because he was just so thick and strong. He'd just run through it. Fuck's sake, bro. A lot of gale. Anyway, let's eat a sheep and get shot.
That's not what happened, is it?
No. I don't know what the fuck happened. I think he just... I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. What sort of psychopath? Even if, you know, they are eating sheep. What's a sheep worth? £6? Suck my dick. That's a fucking pedigree.
They're made for eating, like.
They're fucking retarded. I mean.
Your dog ate that sheep. I was sending the fucking Tesco's to be eating.
Death. But yeah, it's fucking. I don't know. He just disappeared one day. He was either stolen or I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, it was so quick. It was just there 1 minute, never came back the next.
No.
Very sad. Very
sad.
Good looking dog now.
I fucking love a dog. I'm going to get my own dog when I come back from Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do with it?
Take it walkies, no?
What about your old dog? Is that?
No, that I lost that in the divorce. So.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Although then I went and saw him last weekend.
Would you not take it in the divorce? No, would you not be like,
I can't swim away with him.
Nah,
and my mom won't let me have a dog. Never would.
Really?
But you have to move out of a mad.
See, I never trust those people. They're like, we can never have a dog. We'll have cats though. What?
Well, see, the cats thing was just, that was more of a,
like a murder, didn't it? They get killed.
Have you not seen the graveyard of cats at the back of my man dad's house? It's like the first cat got poisoned by someone, right? My dad buried it at the back, put a wee tiny fucking curbstone, like flagstone thing on the top of it. Second cat hit by a car, buried that sort of bigger thing, and then the third cat, I think it got poisoned as well. And it's pretty much like, do you ever see a traveler grave? Like, the stones are getting bigger and bigger. Like, it's like a crypt. Because he's run out of subtle flagstones. You know?
I don't even know if I would bury a fucking...
The amount of fucking cats that have died in our house is shocking, actually.
Cats die? The stupidest thing of all time is my sister was like, oh, we got a cat. You know them ones where she's like, this is a wee tootsie, you know, and picks it up and it's fucking meow, like scrabbing her hair. And she's like, she's a wee character, isn't she? And you're like, that thing's wild as fuck. Cunt. And then she'll be like, oh yeah, it was £70, you know? And I was like, nobody ever, ever, ever buys cats.
Aye.
Where the fuck do you buy a cat?
I fucking hate them. Do you ever see those videos? Like,
it arrives at your house, you give it a tin of tuna and it's your fucking, it's there forever.
Aye. I hate them.
Cunt.
See those videos are like, cats and dogs together are so cute. And then you watch the video and it's a cat fucking bullying a puppy.
Yeah. Like, and the puppy doesn't know what the fuck's going on yet. Like,
nose is bleeding and all. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I'm blind. I have an eye infection now because this bastard cat hit me. Nah, cats. Fuck cats. I hate them.
You're cunts.
Can't abide them at all.
And they're fucking... Did I tell you the thing I read about cats where, like, how they evolved their fucking meow to mimic a crying human baby? That's what they reckon. It's like the kind of... You're like, fuck, because it puts you in. They're like, fuck, is the baby all right?
I don't know, not me.
And they also...
But maybe a child's crying doesn't really do much for me either.
That's what you...
Just like, meow, and you're like...
Is that a baby?
Yeah. That baby's crying, meow.
Wow, oh, fuck the microwave.
Wah. Oh, it reminds me, kill that baby. Back to watching the TV.
Repeal the eighth, motherfucker.
Talk me through repeal the eighth, mate.
They should legalize abortions.
What does repeal the Eighth mean? That's
the Eighth Amendment was something. I think it was 1983 that did it. Where if you have an abortion on Irish soil or like procure the medicine to carry out an abortion, you get 14 years in jail. True story. I was watching Jim Jeffries did a thing about it on his show this morning. It was very funny. And hard hitting. I mean,
change.
Oh, you didn't see that? It was fucking. I should have told you, but it was brilliant. He brought some guy over who's like the head of the fucking pro-life thing in Ireland, and he's a proper, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's a proper tax like that there, and it's Mordor. It's they're killing babies. So
in it for funny.
There's a bit where Jim Jeffries is in Ireland. He's like, we're going to do an interview with this guy, and he goes, but instead of interviewing him here in Ireland, we're going to make him go through what a woman needing an abortion goes through, so he has to fly to England. And then he's interviewing him, and he's like, you can see Jim Jeffries trying to be kind of serious about it. And he says, well, what do you think should happen to women that get abortions? Well, the strength knows it's 14 years in prison. I think that's right. And he goes, what do you think should happen to doctors that carry out abortions? And the guy goes, death penalty. And Jim Jeffrey just goes, that's us. Like,
I mean,
fucking lunatics. Like,
it's just fucking, it's just reality, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's a cold world.
Here's the way I look at it. We've got enough people, like, do you know what I mean?
I mean, just why does no one sensibly look at it and be like, listen, the fucking like cutoff date is a bit long, you know? Let's take it back a few weeks.
Well, it's like 12 weeks, isn't it? Is when they're like, that's when you can, up to 12 weeks is when they're...
I've got a 12 weeks, you have a bank account and a fucking...
Aye, right enough.
And a watch.
Aye, national insurance number.
Is it 12 weeks? Isn't that 24?
I think it's 12 weeks. 24 weeks is a baby, like...
24 weeks in P1.
Yeah. 24 weeks in shit. My sister's 24 weeks old and she's a teacher.
It's just a bit like fucking... I mean, you can't be like letting people die. You know, because... You know,
that's the fucking...
There is like medical terminations that need to happen. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Some people have babies that don't develop proper. Like, will die immediately. And you can't get a fucking like termination.
That's, you have to fucking give birth to like. So that's there's been
people go to fucking England, get it terminated, come back, give birth to it. It's dead the whole time.
No, but there's tons of there's that shit. You have to carry it 9 months and give birth to it, or there's fucking like. There was a story of one woman. I think it was in Limerick, or somewhere like that, where she had been raped, and was like, I think she was Eastern European. She was like, wanted an abortion. They're like, you're not getting one. So she tried to starve herself. They're like, could you fucking think about what the fuck she's went through, and then gets pregnant from it. She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Tried to starve herself to like induce a miscarriage or whatever, and then the force fed her, and you're like, fuck off.
That's like torture.
That's pure torture, like.
Oh. Because that's what Jesus would want. The baby has to be okay.
Good lad, Jesus. There you are. There's the
old fucking Jesus too, does. You fucking tell.
Jesus too, does.
Which one of them two dirty? Which one of them two dirty cunts left it in the 14-year-old? Huh?
Huh?
You fucking slobbers. I hate cattle. Cattle?
Yeah. Cattle.
Cattle. I hate Catherine.
Is that not your mommy?
Fucking bitch. But I didn't mean that. I'm a different kid.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, you can never be like standing looking at a human going, yeah, we're going to have to let you die. Why? Bible.
Aye.
You know, you can't really say that anymore.
What if the baby turned out to be a pedo? And you'd be like, well, I did try. I warned you.
I mean, I feel like it's highly unlikely, but you know, it's just like, what? I don't know. It's fucking madness. Like the fact that you let people fucking die. And I don't know. It's weird. It's weird.
It's fucked. I think I'm all for it. Sisters, fucking go out there.
I'm all for it. Hoover it out. Fuck it.
Do what you gotta do. You only get one life.
But isn't it funny how you know, you could accidentally get pregnant and not want it, and then people who do want babies, and then it takes forever.
Aye.
You know, isn't that weird? It was like.
Aye, some people.
You think it's just like, achoo, oh, I'm pregnant. But it's like.
Aye.
It's pure fucking luck most of the time that you're up the duff.
I suppose it is. I don't know. I don't know.
Cover it up, guys. Hey.
I imagine that was where we were like showing you how to. Have you any condoms? Show everybody at home.
Nah.
Can't get one to fit my mate.
I mean, what's your condom game like now that you're single?
If you're a party balloon, it'll do me.
Slapping it on or nah? Or are you just
I haven't been in the situation yet to require one. Still, although, I've never...
Are you going back to like when you're like 15, you're like, I'm starting all my sex again. You know, I want a finger, I'll suck some titties.
I don't really, I genuinely haven't thought about it that much. Like... Is this my funeral song?
We're gathered here today...
Say goodbye to abortions.
To remember Michael Bartlett.
Make abortions not a problem.
Didn't get the ride. Ripped his cock clean off.
What's this?
Just take the precautions to not get pregnant, guys.
Is that a butthole? Oh no, it's a wife.
Just don't put yourself in the position to be pregnant. It's got to be sensible about it. Make some good life choices.
Buy butter.
I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt. I said what. In the butt, I said what, in the butt. You wanna do it in my butt, in my butt. You wanna do it in my butt.
Is this another one of these fucking songs that I've missed?
No, this is old as fuck.
Let's do it in the butt, okay.
So smell your dick.
I feel you watching me.
I should, here, let's do a version of that.
I said yosh yosh, stop the ass.
Nice, nice, up the slice.
Don't sit and stare.
The fact that song's called What in the Butt is not the weirdest part of it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
the French flag is?
The French flag. Why is he so lip glossed up? Probably for sucking cock. Why is he wearing like flared swishy trousers? Swishy, bro.
Swishy trousers? If you're putting
I said what in the anus. I mean, so carrying on the tradition of old songs. Oh, for fuck's sake.
What's this?
Hold on, bear with. Remember, we've been playing... Oh, shit. We've been playing, like, a bunch of silly songs. I mean, I don't know if we'll do better than that other one, but someone sent me this. This is a legit song by the rapper Stitches.
Starting to like it.
Taylor Swift, I wanna put some coke in your ass. Katy Perry, I wanna put some coke in your ass. Britney Spears, I wanna put some coke in your ass. Lady Gaga, I wanna put some.
I did it again. Cocaine so good, you gonna tell your friends. Taylor Swift, I'm going in.
What the fuck is this?
In your booty. They say I'm a bad influence, cause the lyrics in my music make you not give a fuck, you just do it. Every girl in the world needs some coke in their ass.
Oh, don't do.
Jesus fucking Christ. You ain't living
your life. I tell you, the only man that can write that is a man off his fucking dick on coke.
You'd love to be at that party going,
I love the way.
Britney Spears, you're taking it wrong. It goes up your nose.
But it's like he ran out of people there. Katy Perry, like relevant, but you know, Taylor Swift. And then it got down to like, Britney Spears.
That doll from True Detective or Top Off.
The other one from Destiny's Child. What the fuck is her name?
What do you call the ginger one from Girls Aloud?
Una? Is that her name?
No, that's not Girls Aloud. That's the Satellite.
She's hot.
She is hot. Mm-hmm. Wee weird mouth and all.
Does she?
Just a wee weird kind of thing. She talks.
Is Pete Cook on her ass, probably?
Probably could be.
There's a remix of this. There's a remix of this called Fanta in Your Puss. There's Lilt in Your Cunt is the remix of this. Featuring Pitbull. Mr. Worldwide, Lilt in Your Cunt.
Darling! Fucking Shonda Paul.
Shonda, that's a sister. Shonda Paul.
Shonda Paul. You're Shavonda Paul. Shavonda Paul.
Shavonda Paul. It's been a while since we played my boy M.R. Killing it. Did you ever see this guy?
No.
You missed the whole hype train when me and Worm were doing podcasts there for a wee bit. He's basically white as Get Out. But he raps like he's from like Jamaica, boy. But then the more I laughed at it, the more I realized he's actually pretty fucking good. Hold on, where's this?
Hey, listen, they're not ready.
That would be the equivalent of like, you know.
He looks like a shaved rat, no harm done.
Oh, he does. He absolutely looks like a shaved rat. The equivalent of that is like, you know, like fucking. Name of Travis Scott all of a sudden landing in a pub in Lurgan. Just go.
Tell him out, you black and tan. Yeah.
Just Rocky Road to Dublin. Straight up!
Rattling over the boat. The men behind that wire. Straight up!
All auto-tuned and all. I wish I had a fucking auto tune. I would love that shit.
Yeah, baby, let the free bird fly. Yeah.
Let me tell you, this freestyle is going to make the next mixtape. Watch it.
Yeah.
Up the road, straight up.
So what you know, DJ Corey? I remember a couple years ago. Yeah. And I remember a couple years ago.
Jay-Z, I'm shipping off to Boston.
Did you remember to fucking buy a
toy? And I remember a couple years ago, one man that was brass. Couldn't find no money for the gas. Little bit of money wouldn't last. Walk on what they want my ass. Me have to think of something real fast. So me jumping at the studio, me jumping at the lab.
That's actually supposed fucking class.
Lyric at me hard. Yeah, it's kind of hard. Upload it on the iPod. Then 100 gal, it went mad. Gal, it did the do.
It went mad.
Fucking clean. Did metal,
you,
sir.
Did you hear? And then it went mad.
What the bummer ass. Me have to think of something real fast. So me jumping at the studio, me jumping at the lab. Bust a little lyric that me hard. Yeah, it's kind of hard. Upload it on the iPod. Then 100 gal, it went mad.
Where's he from?
England, but he's been on. There's an interview with him. I don't know where the fuck it is, but he's like, he's like, yeah, me bloody blood talk. And the girl's like, what's your name? He's like, M.R. And he's like, M.R. And then she's like, where are you from? And he's like, yeah, man, me from like, where's just
Hertfordshire?
Like, Islington. Just like he went right from fucking Shaggy to just like, hello.
That's,
I'm from England.
Cultural appropriation, sir.
Maud! I mean, this podcast has really descended into just us playing
watching
clips
with a dick on the table. I get my dick on the table.
Now, this, first of all, shout out to Avicii, who died.
God rest him.
God rest his soul. Now, I think he died probably of drug complications. Had he stayed alive long enough to see the Irish version?
Was it drugs?
I don't know, apparently someone sacked him from a gig in Vegas because he was on heroin. And was like fell asleep in the fucking DJ booth.
I thought he was sick as fuck.
I don't know, it's very confusing. We do not know the details.
Sorry, you're right, we'll never get to the bottom of this.
What I was going to say was, had he stayed alive long enough to see the Irish version of Wake Me Up, he may well have killed himself. Where do you hear this fucking shit?
Band's got, they're called Lurgan, though,
were they? T.G. Lurgan, is that the guy? On your feet, grim to hear. Calorie, knock me in heart. You know.
Shh, put the back on.
Down to some cobble there, I'm scared. Achtam air, manicard. Dear she long gonna go, satans. Dog and keel revish. She master ain't he lurking out of Warrishay. She tower ain't queen.
So lick my seahorse. Right. He said lick my what?
Lick my seahorse. Not an underage woman in that.
Oh.
Lick my serum.
Just makes you confused.
That bit's terrible.
I was playing the flute there.
Day, day, little day. Don't you dare play the flute in the midst of that. It's the Queen's instrument. I always think, you know, it comes like traditional.
Speaking of flutes.
traditional shit where it's like, you know, update the music. Do you know? Get someone with a fucking guitar or something walking along. A flute. I mean,
that's been out a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a tribute to him or was it out like fucking...
It's probably, I would say that's one of them like wheel tuck projects. Right, everybody, we're going to learn to sing.
What?
Oh, sorry,
Colin. What did you say that?
You don't know what a wheel tuck is, do you? You know everything about black culture, you don't know anything about your own culture.
I don't have culture.
You do, I.
No one ever, I never mentioned...
The culture of bacteria.
I never claimed to be cultured ever.
Well, right enough.
Right enough.
Good point, there's a giant dick on the table.
Excuse me, so there's a cock on your table. Well, is that where you go? And yeah, you go to like a place to speak Irish the whole time.
You basically go up to someone.
How many times you get frustrated? And you're
just
like
finger people. Like, that's, oh, really? I never went, but it's allegedly I'm told that's where.
Are you old enough? Are you finger in age at that? Isn't it like?
I think yeah, you're 14.
It's probably where they send a load of people for priests. To fucking
nah, there's no priest in it. So I'm told.
Plain clothes.
Undercover priests.
Yeah.
It's the po-po.
Put your fucking hands up in the air.
It says no.
Oh. I've fucking.
No, but it's just a wild load of fingered. But you obviously have to do it all in Irish.
Oh, Jesus.
Lab it in to me.
In Irish means up the hole.
Yeah. Do you mind if I finger you as the wheel? Like what?
What? Put on some music, no bother.
I do.
I mean, he did one verse here and then just a load of hum, hum, diddle, dum, dum, dum. Kick it off, bro.
What a beard. Is
that beard is shocking. Is this a theme, right? See people who are like artsy, you know, like into theatre, you know, drama type students. They always look weird, don't they? They're like, I'm going for that character face.
Yeah, I'm wearing a beanie. That's okay.
Yeah.
In July.
But you're like, you know, you've got that nowhere hair where it's like, it's not a haircut. It's not long. It's like...
Just left its own device.
You're just like, at any moment I can sweep this back, or indeed I can ruffle it up. I mean, I'm pretty much a different person.
There was and a point where me and you were wearing shirts with hoods on them. We all met.
And I'd wear it today. That was cool shit, though. That was cool shit.
Look good on you. I didn't suit me. I looked like I came out of the house in a dressing gown, a denim dressing gown.
Yeah. Do you know what did suit you, though?
Mm.
The waistcoat with a hoodie.
The waistcoat hoodie, I maintain that was a good choice at the time. You'll fuck what anybody says.
When your arms are roasting... but your body and head are freezing.
My arms telling me no, but my body sweating like fuck.
Arm maker.
Shout out to Avicii, per bastard. Now, also shout out to the big man, Vern Troyer.
Oh, fuck.
Because he buzzed away. In memory of him, we will now show you a clip of Vern Troyer crashing in a mobility scooter.
Yeah, I know.
You do?
Are you being naughty?
Exactly.
Right, I'm Dr. Spectre.
I forgot about the wee voice, T.
Exactly.
Thank you, young man.
Did he have a sex tape?
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
What's going on, bruv?
I'm going to have to spank you, young man. Get off your scooter.
I'm fine. Good. How are you?
I love the way he's blathered the whole time.
Oh. I'm okay.
Vern Troyer.
Is that Coolio?
Yeah. What an insane household that must have been.
Come on, man. When I try to kick you out.
Yo, Vern, I know you had a few fucking wobbly pops, man, but you fucking raping people around here. You running around molesting people. Molesterizing them.
Did that happen?
He's all rolling up on a sugar babe. They're like, what's up, baby? I got that fat dick, baby. One of his legs looks like that, and then he's got a dick that looks like that, and then he's got another leg that looks like that. Did I come in a trap here for nothing?
My dick's the one with no shoe on.
But just a tricky, I put a shoe on it. Gotcha.
$4 million.
See that door?
Don't do it. But it's no. No, we can't. Here. We can't watch. That's why.
Stay here.
Why did he crash?
What the hell? He was tiny, we did.
They didn't call him medium me, did they?
How did he die? Does anyone...
Hello, Ben.
Him? Well, they said he had a lot of problems with depression, but I feel like nearly everybody who dies these days, they're like, depression's a serious
That'd
issue.
And you're
like,
depression was dead as well.
You get hit by a fucking bus. No, but depression is a serious issue. I know.
No.
Oh. He's also has all his organs crammed into something the size of
that's
a bag of sugar.
That's probably his fucking...
Did you just drive into the diary room door?
Is that okay?
It could be quite dangerous, Ben.
Why?
I don't mean to alarm you.
Anyone could hurt themselves bashing into
what? The... Is there something coming out of the end of the deck?
Diary room door.
Here?
Well,
no, here?
Everybody else, but not me.
It's alright.
I love ways a total badass. Did you crash your thing in the door? And he's like, do whatever I want, you fucking bitch.
You fucking burn my fucking drawer. I said, did you ever see the, like, Celebrity Juice where they had that word... Keith Lemon chasing him around like he was a dinosaur. Do you ever see that? It's fucking hilarious.
Oh my God, that's fucking it. We Vern Troyer. Hold
and
on.
Let's not forget Dale Winton.
I don't have. Does he have any funny clips?
Probably not.
Where's the Vern Troyer? Did he like. What did he do in the car? Did he like fall out of the car or something?
I don't know.
Vern Troyer falls. Let me see. I remember seeing another funny clip where he like fucking. Fell out of a car or some bullshit. I wonder, is it on the internet even? This is gonna be absolutely fruitless if I can't find this. A lot of dead air here, Mike. Play that cock for a couple.
Tell you what else is fruitless?
What?
Dale Winton's house.
Yeah.
It's very homophobic. I apologize, but I couldn't help it.
What you gonna do, man? What did he do? Either? Look at the name of that video. Ram Raid's Door Pissed. I'm absolutely pissed.
Yo.
Ah! Oh my God!
There was definitely a fucking video, right? There was a video where, I'm going to write, Vern Troyer accident or something. He fucking...
He just seemed to be very, like a very, very funny man.
I mean, he had funny bones, you know? Wee tiny funny bones. I don't know, I'm probably remembering this wrong, but there was definitely like a clip where he tried to get in a car, fell back out or something. Vern Troyer drunk. We say I'm going to type drunk in here and there's like 30,000 videos.
Aye.
Fair play to him for just being an absolute...
Wee pisshead?
Just an absolute boozer, and he's like the size of a bottle of beer, which is amazing. Vern Troyer. Vern Troyer fart.
In North Hollywood, Lindsay.
Hold on, I already know I'm gonna fucking die when I say this.
He is busy redecorating Vern's bachelor pad.
This is just going.
For to make it more comfortable for Brittany.
Wait, just wait one second.
There's too much sports stuff in here.
That's why it's called the game room.
It's gonna be Brittany's game.
Burn 1,000 there.
Game room too, so we're gonna have to find some things to move around.
Candles and pink pillows in a man cave. It doesn't go together. There's something wrong there. You know what I think about this?
No, I don't know what you think. I hope it's good things.
That was all the volume in his body.
That was amazing.
I love the way he's like.
It's like he opened a sports.
I love the way he's like an absolute savage, even though he's like a wee tiny dude. Aye. You know what I mean?
You'd be.
He's like, listen, bitch, I'm tiny. What does that fucking noise? He's like, I'm tiny, but I fucking suck my dick.
No, I don't know what you think. I hope it's good things. Burn.
Like, it takes a certain level of balls to fart in front of a woman that hot. But, like,
is he bugging her or what? Or is no, his wife like, swap? Oh, and I wonder what way the wife swap worked. Did he go to her house and she's like, it's still a little bit designing. He's like, I tell you what the fucking deal is, love.
No, did he have a wife?
Celebrity wife swap?
But who's his wife then?
Okay, we're going to have to go on another Google quest. Google. I mean, this is going to be depressing for you because you're like single and Vern Troyer's pumping fucking clunge. Vern Troyer. Is there like a... What did I do there? Fucking 9 clicks. Wife.
What?
Genevieve.
He was married for less than a year. Let me see here.
2000-2004. Samantha.
She looks like a tall woman as well.
Well... I'm sure anyone looks tall next to
it. Like, I know it's a shocking thing to say, but that's definitely one of those, I'm going to take all your money after the divorce.
Look at his wee face there. He's like, what's up, bitch? Look at his face there.
Hey, baby, do you mind if I go up on you?
Let me scale that leg and eat that puss.
Bring it down here.
Don't know why he's got a different... I can't do voices.
I mean, she could lie on her back and he could run up and boot it like he's taking a conversion.
And miss, probably.
No, and fall in.
God love him.
Slurp.
I wonder how many people's going to carry his coffin.
Just like a waiter. Just one guy, like he's carrying two cocktails, like that.
Like, do you know,
they put on a fingerboard.
You know when you buy shoes at a Sports Direct and they put it behind the counter for you? Is that you?
He's getting cremated. Kyle, we're going to put him... put him in the fire. I don't know.
Who's got a match?
That's fucking terrible.
It's the grave digger there. The guy turns up it just, with a, you know, a tablespoon.
Do you know why, like a fucking DHL guy delivers like something you've ordered off, just knocks the door and fucks it at the door. Plonk. What's in that, Vern Troyer?
It'd probably be the same size as the box that Dick came in. That wasn't funny, was it? That was a bit rough.
Was there a thing? Let me just try this out. I heard this on a different podcast. Was there a contestant on American
who ate a box?
Yeah, it was a fucking trans person, and they're like, "My name's Ada Box."
That's funny.
You're taking the piss now.
That's a funny.
You ate a box, did you?
You ate a whole entire box.
Ate my box.
Oh.
I'm still trying to think of funny Vern Troyer thing.
But like trans woman got fucking cut your dick off.
Yeah. My name is Katya.
Hello, my name
cut
is
Cut your dick off. My name is Svetlana Tits on a Bin. I mean, I remember watching a documentary about trans people in transitioning, and it was like, they were like, almost everybody regretted it.
During the, like,
they would have to get, you know, if you were a girl going to a fella, you'd have to get the tits taken off, and then you'd have to go in and get your, like, a dick made out of fucking elbow skin. But most people were like, I don't, this is horrible.
But do they not, I know we've talked about this on a podcast before, when they're making a fanny out of a dick, they basically, like, put your dick inside, like, almost shove it up and make a tunnel. Like, is that?
They're making your dick into a fanny?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm going to Google it.
Don't. Do. Go for
sex change operations. Sex. Oh,
change. Fuck. Good luck, buddy.
Do you know what sometimes I do if I'm going to look at something gross? I, like, turn down the brightness on the computer. I
close one eye and just fucking... Oh, there's a picture down there.
Hey! The fuck is that, bruh? What in the name? Oh, right. I thought that was something really fucked up with her face, but it's just it's an earring. So weird.
I don't want to watch
it. It's Caitlin! Look at the nips on Caitlin. Oof.
Colin, no.
Hey,
lady. That's enough.
It's Brucey. It's Bruce.
Make all them go away.
That's me, Bruce. It's your daddy, what? Caitlin.
What? Bruce? Hello?
What about the pop of that shit? I mean, I can't imagine the pain of having your breasts removed.
That's why I think, like, when people go transgender, whatever, it's if you're making that choice, oh, there's someone cutting the dick up the middle, turn it off, make it go away.
Where?
On the right-hand side.
That's a cooking video.
Oh, what the fuck? Why is he cooking a dick for? Who, you haven't run to dinner, sir?
I mean,
knob was right up inside. I think I'm trans now. I just did it by itself.
I mean, I used to do material about that. Like, I just remember the clip from Big Brother. We might be watching two Big Brother clips today, where the girl, Sam, who was born a boy, was transitioning. Tit job, still had a dick. Lights go out in the house and Sam's just in bed like that. Just having a wee wank. Do you know what I mean? You're like, hey.
But you'd definitely, we talked about this once before. Like, if I was transitioning and, like, knew I was going to be getting rid of my dick at some point, I'd be yanking it raw.
You'd have it pulled off before they cut it off.
Don't worry, Doc, took care of it. Slam that nice. Put it up, man.
I'll be honest with you, Doc, it'll not take that much work because I have half it off anyway. I've ripped a couple of layers of skin off. I must show you the picture.
See if you transition. Please write in, friends of the show. If you transition from one to the other, whichever way, can you still orgasm?
Well, that's the thing, because I reckon sometimes you might get your dick cut off, and then you're like, I loved it when I could just knock one out.
But they make the main vein of your dick. I'll show you here in the model. What is the main vein on this dick?
That one's a veiny old dick.
Very veiny dick.
That one's been cinched off, bro. But
don't they basically roll that up and make that your clit? Because it's the same thing whenever you're...
I know, they do something with, obviously, like, the most sensitive bit of your tip of your dick. Like, your clit is then, like, the back of your dick.
Then maybe shove all the vein... I don't know.
Oh, man. I'm going to piss talking about this. It's so gross.
Wish I was a doctor so I knew all the answers. I tried to watch a thing the other day about what obesity does to your body. It's a BBC thing. And they were doing an autopsy on a...
It was a great thing. What did it say? Makes you look...
No, it was like they were doing an autopsy on this, like, 60-year-old American woman. And she was, like, 17 stone. And I was all, that's not even that heavy. Like,
yeah. But, I remember when I was 17 stone. P2.
In front of her, she was only 4 foot 2 or something. And I was like, it should be fine. I'll watch it. It should be fine. And then they show you the initial cut of the autopsy. And they're just, like, from here, just, like, fucking... And as she opens up, you can see, like, fat... I just fucking yinged, like, oh, mommy!
I know. That's what cracks me up about all those fucking, you know, oh, people, you know, those fucking, like, body positive ones. And I'm a fab bastard.
Aye.
But I'm under no illusion that it's
incredibly bad for you.
Yeah, like. It's fucking terrible for you. I work out. Do I eat well? I eat well. Do I eat shittily on top of eating well? Yes.
Aye. But you're no, you're a healthy person. I'm the like.
Yeah, if I could just if
you're
I could,
my fitness goal. Like.
If I could rein in eating for like fucking 3 months, I'd probably be in good nick. Do I have the willpower? No.
See, my hangover eating is my fucking.
Yeah, and you're hungover every other
I'm
day.
I'm not that bad. Like, I'm not that bad, am I? I probably am, in the scheme of things.
You see, I don't. You know, you like a wee drink, don't you? Did we talk about this yesterday?
I mean, you and Maureen
was
talking.
Maureen
about
was like, "I like a wee drink," and I was like, "I don't like a wee drink. I like getting either like shit faced like, or nothing."
Aye.
Like, I don't. There's nothing really pleasurable about just having like a couple of beers to me.
Aye.
I like everyone together getting smashed.
I like when it starts off as we'll just have a couple of beers and then you get a wee giddy taste for it. Like, come on, the fuck.
No, I love the best time of your life is when it first gets sunny in the summer.
Aye.
And you're like, you know, you're like, you're supposed to be doing something. Like, do you want to go and call a drink? Don't you? And then you get fucked.
Remember that day when you still lived in Belfast, me and you went to the parlor and then met Begley and we were fucking doomed by like.
The parlor?
Not the parlor. What do you call it? Cuckoo?
Yeah. And we sat outside, yeah.
And it was like fucking half six, but I ain't fucking go home.
Yeah. Do you know how I remember that? Because we were drinking, you remember that Jeremiah weed?
Aye.
Which was like a ginger ale pre-mixed drink. And then I was like, I feel like this needs another couple of rums in it. And then I got like a fucking double Captain Morgan's and then poured that over the top. I wish like a scientist would just look into that. Like, why does a day drink fuck you up?
More than night
four drink. Times more than a night drink.
I think it's just a comparison that everybody else is sober.
Possibly.
Plus at nighttime drinks, you'll have had three meals that day as well. Could that be a thing?
No, I think it's just because it's prolonged. Like if you drink at night, there is, you know, for the most part, there's like a cutoff. You know, it's like a sprint to the finish line. Whereas day drinking's like, you know, you're blasted and people are just getting out of work, and then you've the whole evening ahead of you, and you're like, well, habern.
That's so much fun though. Although me and my mate went day drinking in Belfast one Saturday and I ended up in a pub in Lurgan and there was like a 30th birthday party for a guy we went to school with and it was like you've never felt more ashamed of yourself because everyone else like they're all dressed up like happy birthday to the doors fly open
yeah I'm 32 you got kids sucker
well bye still working away
I hate that shit I saw a guy like fucking that I went to school with in a filling station one day and he didn't see me, I seen him and he was leaving the shop and he's just like, now the cheek of me, like
aye.
The guy had gone bald right in the meantime but not to like shave it down to the wood bald, like it still had like a haircut but it was kind of bald, sort of shitty work suit, you know, grey with a blue shirt, looked pretty knackered, and then just got in his like fucking company car Passat and drove and I was just like, oh, you loser. Probably on about 50 grand a year. Like, oh, you loser.
It's so weird how, like...
And I was standing in a pair of shorts, like, I was buying cake to call around to fucking someone's house here in the middle of the day. What's up, Sports Direct, my way home?
Cake and straws, because I'm making the juice out of it.
Let's buy sports gear for sports I don't do.
It's weird. There's been a couple of times I've bumped into people, and I've gone, jeez, look at the fucking state of him. And if you've seen a photo of me when I was 21 compared to now, there's no way they're not walking away like, was Mickey in a house fire?
Yeah. Did Mickey have a spinal injury and couldn't move?
Was Mickey in a KFC that caught fire and had to eat his way out of it? Is Mickey transitioned? Because his tits are fucking massive.
That's you if you transitioned. Chaz Bono.
Definitely don't have Bono as your fucking...
No Bono?
No Bono.
But that's Cher's daughter, isn't it? Would you buck Cher at this point?
Let's have a wee look.
Cher.
Probably would. Cher's a...
There she is there. Oof.
That's Steve Tyler. What are you talking about?
I watched a video the other day and it was basically like street performers. Sort of.
The worst kind of performers.
You know, like, or not street performers, like famous musicians stumbling upon street performers singing their song.
Oh, really?
And like joining in a wee bit. But there was one of them, I can't remember who it was. But it was only because you said Steve Tyler because he was one of them. But someone came up and started singing. The guy was almost like, bro, get the fuck out. You know, I know I'm singing your song, but like.
I'm trying to make a bit of money here.
Yeah. Will I Am or something?
Aye.
Fuck's sake.
Fucking hell.
Stop.
I hate Will I Am.
Have you heard any good songs this week? And we'll play ourselves out.
We're not doing questions.
No one sent us any questions.
You're joking, man.
I mean, this is the joy of Snapchat. I had so many people on Snapchat, and then they changed their format. Now the numbers have fucking are a third of what
everyone
they were.
Just deleted their...
And like, no one fucking watched the stories, and no feedback. Very sad.
It is. I want to delete Snapchat.
Shake my dick.
Mind my vape. Here, here's an idea.
hold it behind that and make it look like you're sucking the dick. Get on camera for sure though. Oh, I'm about to smoke. Get a big creamy rip.
Hello, it's gross. I actually touched my lip a wee bit.
Gross. And it hasn't been in my ass or nothing. So.
Sorry.
Look at the fluff on that now.
It really does gather quite a...
It's sticky.
Tell you what's impressive. The sort of... The lineage there. I suppose, are they just
yeah, it's
cast
a,
on
it'll,
dicks?
It'll be a mould of an actual cock. I was about to... That was the photo I was about to show you. Shout out to... I went to get teeth whitening for the wedding. Shout out to the guy for throwing in the fucking... By the way, your teeth look hectic whenever you see them, like, just... But the guy, look, he threw in the fucking...
The molt, the cast.
That's brutal, isn't it? That is so brutal.
Anyway.
Let's GTF the fuck out of here.
Don't make bitches.
What other funny songs? I don't know, I can't think of any. What's your favourite song in a minute and we'll play it out?
It's still fucking Bad Motherfucker.
This is the sort of wank Mickey listens to. Bad mother. Is it like mother?
Motherfucker, cunt. So M-O-T. There you go.
By whom?
That's the second one there. I just like that fucking... I just like the first bit.
When the lamp froze, what did I see? A bad motherfucker standing next to me with his...
Anyway, buy tickets for this Friday night at the Limelight. Come see us, talk shit, play videos.
Come meet the dick.
Play with dicks. And then, Lavery's is next Wednesday. We're going to try something new there as well. Probably all new material night.
Was it supposed to be tonight? Oh, no. We didn't
it's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
So, that's it, guys. Tickets should be in the description of this video. Buy a t-shirt off colinguest.com, general t-shirt and stuff like that.
If you're in Liverpool on Saturday, I'm going to be gigging there at the Laughter House as well. So,
well, there you go. Slap my dick.
That's my dick.
Eyes closed, totally can't see. I'm trying to follow orders, just gone and be free. Be free like a bird, so today I'ma fly. Bad, bad motherfucker till the day I die. Be free like a bird, so today I'ma fly. Bad,
don't play the whole song, because it gets shit. It gets shit. Right about now. Yeah.
This is your fault.
I'm a bad brain, Bruce Wayne in the fast lane. Couple J's in the ashtray, style motherfucker. Tattoo back, main, see the rap name. Takes a bath in the champagne. Wow, motherfucker. Straight from the black dog, ducking shots, rocking.
It's very sad. See you next time.
Sorry, guys. Is it not black enough for you? Cultural appropriator.
Let me smell your dick.
It's stinking.
Right, we're out of here.
Bye.
Enjoy the best of Arizona. Kick off 2026 with a first day hike on January 1st. There's no better time to go outside. Visit azstateparks.com/FDH to learn more, and we'll see you in the parks.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.